Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
One, two, three.
No fly zone.
Play of the team so far in these first two games, I think is just okay. I think we have a lot more room to grow, and I think that we can show a lot more in these last two games. I don't think anybody is excited about us, you know, not winning those first two games, but more importantly, you know, not finishing on defense or turning the ball over on offense. You know, we got to pick those things up and get better for these last two.
I play all right. Up until about the second game, I got a lot more I got to work on. Just got to keep getting better each and every single day.
The first game, I thought I played really well. It was some things that I could definitely work on. Second game, I didn't do too hot, didn't do so well. So this week against the Steelers, I want to be able to go out there and you know, prove to the coaches that I could be a reliable person.
I think overall I've played, you know, pretty well. You know, there are a couple plays I'd like to have back. I think just, you know, a mix of some good plays and some bad plays, so definitely a good learning experience for me.
It's just frustrating, you know, to sit back and miss a couple weeks. The amount of work that I've put in, you know, over time, you know, just to be in training camp and to do the things that I've been doing, you know, I just wanted to display that.
I think we're heading in the right direction. I think there's a lot of things that at this point we need to correct and work on. I think each day we're coming out and focusing on those things, and that's the only way you can get them corrected. But just the attitude, the vibe you get from the guys is moving to where we want it to go to get ready for the season.
Having this first home game on Thursday is going to be very exciting. I think it'll boost a lot of morale for us as a team, knowing that our fans are going to be there to support us. And you know, it'll be like our first actual home game of this season.
It changes a lot of things up because now we're going to be in front of our home crowd. It's going to be a lot of good Philadelphia fans there rooting us on. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. It's really the atmosphere that we need and we love.
I'm excited, yeah. Really the only time I've been in the Link is when we had our open practices, so it'll be sweet to see it, you know, packed with fans. I'm sure it's going to be a great atmosphere and everyone's going to be real fired up.
The first 2 weeks being away games, you know, you kind of get used to the flow of that. But, you know, being home is great. You get more time to prepare and rest your legs and do some things like that as far as recovery goes. Then, you know, to come and play in front of our fans and in our locker room, you know, it's going to be good for us.
We've been away for 2 weeks, not being able to be with our fans and our own stadium and just hear the crowd go off every time the offense scores or every time the defense makes a play. So I'm just happy to be in the stadium this week, and I'm looking forward to it.
Nobody is excited about cut day, but unfortunately it's a part of, you know, the National Football League and a part of the business.
You know, from my experience of being around the locker room, you know, you see a guy there one day, you know, even the same day you could be talking to him, and then, you know, an hour later, you know, he's not there anymore. And it's one of those things that reminds you that this is really a business. You know, you've seen these guys, you've been around these guys, teammates, you know, since April. You know, and the harsh reality is that you can't keep everybody, you know, and this is the time where you see a lot of guys that you've gone close to, grown close to, you know, hung out with a lot. They're probably not going to be here, you know, when the season starts.
You know, right now, especially amongst the rookies, it's kind of the elephant in the room. It's one of those things that we all know is coming up, and we're just trying to really, you know, cross our fingers and hope that we don't have to worry about it.
You really try to lock in on what you got to do, on your goals and on your technique and things that are going to help you be successful. And then after that, you just got to let it, you know, let us play out. And it's a lot of talented guys on this team, so it stinks that, you know, they have to cut it down.
Everybody's thinking about it. Everyone's worried about cuts. I mean, at least the players who, you know, aren't really guaranteed starters, but everybody's worried about cuts, and it's going to stress a lot of people out no matter what.